Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. On today's show, I'm explaining how to help cancer by opening the lymphatic system to improve lymph flow in the body. I'm going to explain the importance of balancing the body's pH and improving lymph flow to improve circulation and natural detoxification to help you improve how you feel physically and mentally. Who am I? Hey, guys. I'm the author of An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance. My book explains how cellular waste in our body is restricting and stopping our lymphatic system, and we're filling with our own waste. I have 23 years' experience helping people go through natural detoxification in a fully closed session, and it's simple. I work your lymphatic system over a few sessions. You help to change your body's pH, and your life changes. You feel very different. I was very fortunate to be able to work with many clients with cancer. When you specialize in the lymphatic system, these people find you out. So I'm very glad I'm there to help them. But it's something, if you're not thinking about taking care of your lymphatic system, whether you've just got diagnosed, you're going through treatment, or you've already been in remission for years, you have to know how to detox your lymphatic system to keep yourself healthy. When clients come into me for a lymphatic session, their skin is pale or gray. They have pain. They have no energy. It's amazing. After their first session, they have color in their face. They feel better, and they feel more alive than they have been in a long time. There's a reason that's happening. They feel better because I improve their cellular environment. Remember, we're a cellular being. I move their lymph flow. This improves oxygenation and brought nutrition to the cells. It also helped to detox stored cellular waste from their tissues. And this is happening to all of us, but it's really happening to those who are doing chemotherapy, radiation, even more natural cancer treatments can be making us very toxic. So we're going to talk more about cleaning up later, but even though these people felt better after my session, later on that day they may have felt more of a detox reaction, of a headache, digestive discomfort. I always tell people they may have more of what they normally have. But by the second or third session, they don't get that anymore. Meaning that first time we released stored waste, the lymphatic system wasn't working, and they felt a little detox. After that, by the second or third session, they don't get that. They feel better. And why is that? It's basically because we've removed cellular waste from their body. We help to improve the environment around their cells, and that really is important. So we don't think of cancer as being a disease of the cells. We just think of it being a disease of an organ or a tissue, but it really is a cellular disease. So what is cancer? And this is the textbook. Cancer is the uncontrolled growth of abnormal cells in the body. Cancer develops when the body's normal control mechanism stops working. Old cells do not die and instead grow out of control, forming new abnormal cells. These extra cells may form a mass of tissue called a tumor. Some cancers, such as leukemia, do not form tumors. Guys, the lymphatic system plays a very large role in keeping our body working well. Now, there are many types of cancers. It could be in the eye, it could be in the brain, but there are some more common types: breast cancer, prostate cancer, basal cell cancer, melanoma, colon cancer, lung cancer, leukemia, and lymphoma. But again, any tissue can become cancerous, and I believe this occurs when the lymphatic system can't clean the environment around the cells in that area, and your own cells and other toxins and waste build in that area, creating a very hostile environment to the cell, and it gets sick. So there are many signs and symptoms of cancer: unexplained weight loss, fever, fatigue, pain, skin change. It may get darker, yellow, reddened. You may have itchiness and even excessive hair growth. Now, the lymphatic system is right under our skin. So when the lymphatic system isn't working, we'll see it in our skin. So again, watch for skin changes. We may also get a change in bowel or bladder function, wounds that don't heal. I see this often. white patches inside the mouth. These white spots are leukoplakia. It's a precancerous area that's caused by irritation. It could be from cigarettes, cigars, or many different things. Unusual bleeding or discharge, thickening or lump in the breast or other part of the body, indigestion or swallowing problems, recent change in wart or moles, nagging cough or hoarseness. These are all things that we should be aware of in our body and not ignore. Before I tell you what you can do to help your cancer with lymphatic system help your cancer with lymphatic system detoxification, let me explain how I can help you in my office here in Scottsdale, Arizona. You know, my work is fully closed. It really builds the immune response. When we move the lymph flow, we actually activate these immune competent cells to go after cancer, bacteria, viruses. I will make you very relaxed in your body and mind, more relaxed than you've been in your life. Now, if you can't come in to see me, I coach people all over the world. So lymphatic health coaching really is something that within the first few minutes, you'll have a different understanding of your health problem, and you'll be better able to manage it. In my book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Balance, I explain how every health problem pretty much is due to cellular waste backing up in our body, creating toxicity, inflammation, and disease. And this is true for cancer. And in the book, I give many steps that you can take, and it really is, there's not separate steps that you take for fibromyalgia or cancer or Lyme disease or digestive issues. What's nice about my work is that we're all overly acidic. It's stopping our lymph system. So no matter what your problem is, the first steps you need to do is to balance your pH, which is not an easy thing to do, and activate your lymphatic system. That really is so important to understand. And my book gives 21 pictures of how to actually activate your lymphatic system using your hands. At the beginning of the show, I explained how cancer is the uncontrolled growth of abnormal cells in the body. Well, I'd like to explain how Otto Warburg, he was a researcher and Nobel Prize winner in the 1930s, he states that cancer, above all other diseases, has countless secondary causes. But even for cancer, there is only one prime cause, summarized in a few words. The prime cause of cancer is the replacement of respiration of oxygen in normal body cells by a fermentation of sugar. Meaning, when your cells, which need oxygen, when they can't get that oxygen, they look around and they say, hey, I'm not getting oxygen. What am I going to do to survive and make energy? They go to ferment sugar. And that's what Otto Warburg says is when cancer begins. So maintaining the cellular environment is really so important. And this is really about, you know, getting oxygen to the cells, respiration. According to Warburg, cancer should be interpreted as a mitochondrial dysfunction. We've all heard about the mitochondria. It's known as the powerhouse of the cell. It utilizes oxygen and other nutrients to produce ATP, adenosine triphosphate, which is how we make energy. Mitochondria act like a digestive system, which takes in nutrients, breaks them down, and creates energy for the cell. Again, this is cellular respiration, very important for our cells' health. But the lymphatic system really is maintaining the environment around the cells. That's what it's meant to do. The veins pick up some, but really it's the lymphatic system that picks up a lot of the waste that gets trapped in our tissues that creates this inflammation. So this is where disease begins. And we have to understand that when the body is slightly overly acidic, this is known, red blood cells can't hold oxygen efficiently. This is how we get chronic fatigue. But this is also how possibly that your cells are not getting the oxygen they need because your fluid in your body is overly acidic and your blood cells, red blood cells, can't hold oxygen. So this may be why the body is switching from utilizing oxygen to fermenting sugar. So it's very important, if you have cancer, to check your saliva and urine pH. Where are you on that scale? Is your body able to hold oxygen? If it's a little more alkaline, we don't want to be too alkaline, and we don't want to be too acidic. We want to be in neutral. So there are simple things that only you can do to help yourself. When you have cancer, you can't just do chemotherapy or radiation or even naturopathic therapies and not change your diet. I see this all the time. People just go do their treatments and they're really not changing anything. They're not doing exercise And you will do so much better if you put few steps into action to help your lymphatic system. So it doesn't matter if you just got diagnosed, if you're in active cancer treatment or post-cancer treatment or in remission for years, to help overcome your illness or to lower your risk of recurring, you need to improve body pH and lymph flow to improve circulation and really detoxification on an everyday basis. And it has to be every day, because if you're going through cancer treatment, if you're having stress, if we're breathing air, we're getting, you know, toxins. So we do this every day. If you're getting treatment, often it's every day. So we have to balance every day. We have to think about lymphatic system detoxification on an everyday basis. And it really is about your diet, exercise. What are you doing to move your blood through your organs to clean yourself? Again, they know that 20 minutes of exercise, and it doesn't have to be intense exercise, improves inflammation in the body. It reduces inflammation. So exercise is key when you have cancer. And some people may say, well, should I be actually draining my lymphatic system or helping my lymphatic system? Guys, if you're told that you can do exercise, and in cancer treatment they want you to move and do some exercise if you can, then we can do lymphatic work, because exercise moves the lymphatic system. And again, you will see a benefit. We want a system of our body functioning that's meant to move things around. So we want to have, again, a more alkaline diet, fruits and vegetables. You may want, you know, a few weeks of just fruits and vegetables. Limit grains and red meat. Grains are really not good for us. They're really a toxin to us. Our body does not do well. We want to take products that buffer acid in the body, magnesium, potassium, baking soda. But make sure you're taking extra potassium if you take baking soda. And a green drink. Green drinks have a lot of fruits and vegetables and probiotics in them, and even enzymes that will help you. Water is the body's way to flush your intestines. It's so important to drink adequate water. If you're not drinking 3/4 of a gallon of or a gallon of water a day, you're missing out on how the water detoxes our body. So you need to have deep breathing, and most important is lymphatic system drainage. Guys, this is important. When we manually drain the lymphatic system, it is very powerful. We're not hoping that it moves waste. We are manually moving waste through the body. My clients feel circulation in their body, and that is really powerful. The goal is to help the body balance its pH and activate the lymphatic system to improve circulation and natural detoxification. Guys, it's common sense. When you are acidic, your body doesn't clean as well, and it just fills with its own waste. So when we're more alkaline, our body gives up waste. In my office, I put clients through 3 to 4 weeks of lymphatic drainage sessions, 1 the first week, 2 to 3 the next few weeks, and their life changes. It really is the proper use of science. You can do this at home by helping yourself by taking alkalizing supplements. Take weekly Epsom salt baths. When people come to me from naturopaths, they're told to take Epsom salt baths daily to neutralize acid from their treatments. So Epsom salt baths, magnesium, and the sulfates, which make nitric oxide, are very important and a good way to get it through your body. And also systemic enzymes. Systemic enzymes help to break down the fibrin wall around cancer and helps break down cellular waste. Guys, if you would like to see an acid alkaline food chart, it's on my homepage down in the bottom in the part on the links. So we really need to know what is acid and what is alkaline. You know, I see a lot of people start to eat spinach, a lot of spinach, because they feel it's healthy. Well, we don't notice, but spinach is slightly acid forming. Yes, we want to eat spinach, but we want to combine it with other stronger alkaline vegetables like kale and Swiss chard and things like that, and artichokes, and even asparagus are very healthy for you. So on to Tuesday's show, guys, I will be explaining how to improve weight loss with lymphatic system detoxification. If you've been struggling trying to lose weight, you need to hear this show, because two studies in 2005 linked fat and obesity to damaged lymph vessels. And I'll tell you, I've been overweight for many years, and for 12 years now since I've understood this information, I've been able to keep my weight down. And it really is just understanding the right science. Guys, if you have cancer, please give me a call. It's important that you understand this. It's that extra step that you can take to give you that edge. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic makes a difference in your life. If I can help you understand how to help how you feel and think, contact me at osipinskihealthacademy.com. I thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me. Please tell others. Have a balanced and joyful. Thank you very much.